The Illinois Supreme Court is asking court users to share their experiences through a statewide survey available through July 31st. Officials say the anonymous survey will help improve customer service and guide future policy decisions in circuit courts across Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed legislation that allows people who have been unjustly incarcerated to receive financial compensation from the state. The measure increases the maximum award amount for claims and expands the eligibility provisions for who can file a claim. The new law takes effect immediately. A new study says Illinois ranked 19th in the country for fiscal year 2025 with 21 healthcare fraud or abuse convictions. The study said Pennsylvania recorded more than any other state, followed by Texas. The U.S. Department of Justice recovered a record $6.8 billion through False Claims Act enforcement during fiscal year 2025.
This update brought to you by Bank of America.
That's the latest Southwestern Illinois news. I'm Ryan Gatenby.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.